welcome back to the Trans Identities Podcast, a podcast about the erasure of trans identities on college campuses, the queer community, and in the media. I'm your host, Kira Guidel, and today we'll be talking about leaders in the trans community. Today we have with us Deanna Bewley. She is a Fredonia student, and she's a dual major in Women's and Gender Studies and Music Industry. She's originally from Lacoma, New York, and she's actually on the e-board for the Pride Alliance, and she is the vice president. So welcome, Deanna. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Good.
So today we're going to be talking about leaders in the trans community. So what are some famous leaders currently that you've been hearing of in the media recently?
I think some really prominent names that I've heard of, that a lot of people have heard of, are like Janet Mock, who is a trans woman of color, who's an activist. She's an author. She has a book, Redefining Realness. She's a very prominent name in the trans community and in like the larger mainstream like culture. And also there's Laverne Cox, who's also a trans woman.
She's really famous.
Yeah, she's from the show Orange is the New Black. And she's actually like, you know, a breakout like actress, but she's also a trans woman of color, and she's been on Time magazine talking about her experience as a trans woman. She's been on the top, like the list for the top 100 influential people, and she's also like been nominated for an Emmy. So those are some really big like names currently.
She also does a lot of speeches at colleges as well, doesn't she?
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you went to one?
No, there was one at Canisius in Buffalo,
okay.
But I haven't been to one. But no, she's doing like a lot of really good stuff and a lot of really good activism.
That's great. Can you think of any leaders throughout history as well?
Yeah, I think when I think about queer history, I think a lot about the Stonewall Riots.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So in 1969, there was a bar, tavern called the Stonewall Inn, and there was a lot of police brutality happening against members of the queer community, specifically trans women of color and drag queens of color. So they would always raid these bars and always like arrest people just for being queer, being, you know, gay,
right,
transgender, anything. So one night there was like a large revolt of resistance against the police violence, and some of the biggest leaders in this riot were Martha P. Johnson, who's a trans woman of color, and also Sylvia Rivera, who's also a trans woman of color. So they kind of like, they say they threw the first punch and kind of like got this moving, and then they also like created like the it's like a group called STAR, which is for like trans activism, and then of course we have like Leslie Feinberg, who wrote Stone Butch Blues, and who was an author and an activist and kind of paved a lot of the way for modern like trans advocacy and activism.
So when you think about someone that is a leader in the trans community, what do you think qualifies someone as a trans leader, and what qualities do you think that they should have?
I think, well, I'm not a trans person, so I feel like I would love to get more input from, like, I would have to, like, talk about this more with other people, but I feel like a lot of kind of common thread between those people we've already talked about is that they were not afraid to advocate for the community.
Right.
They felt they were very much in the public eye for one way or another, either in, you know, an actress or just in activism on the streets and, like, the groundwork, but they were very much ready to advocate for everybody in the trans community. They wanted, you know, the community to have a voice, and they felt like they could be that voice. So I think a big part of it also is,
so they probably had a lot of leadership qualities, and
right,
they're probably also a very outgoing person that could move a group of people.
Absolutely. I think that there are a lot of leaders we don't really hear about, even ones that I haven't even mentioned.
Right.
Because there's so much groundwork to it, too. You know, not just the biggest names that are, like, you know, out there on TV, like Laverne and like Janet, but
right,
there are so many people doing incredible things, like kind of behind the scenes too. So,
now we talked about people that are famous in the media right now and through history, but what about on the Fredonia campus? What are you seeing in terms of movements for the trans community on the Fredonia campus? Do you see people that are stepping up?
Yeah, I see a lot of good things happening within the queer community here, particularly people, you know, in the WGST program, the Women's
right
and Gender Studies program, through Pride, and a lot of different different sources of activism. A couple people that I can think of have already been on your show.
Cool.
Graham Caulfield and Dean Bavasoto. And also another member from a Trans Lives class that one of the professors here had.
Oh, talk about a little bit the Trans Lives class.
Yeah. So last semester, Dr. Jeffrey Avenoni offered a transgender lives class, and where we just learned about a lot of different trans identities, a lot of different trans people in the media, kind of about just everything involving transgender lives, as the title says. And so we each had to do a, you know, end of the year, end of the semester project.
Right.
And a group of four students, two of them being Graham and Dean, started doing a preferred names policy for right here at Fredonia. So when you...
Graham talked a little bit about that, and they have a task force for that, right?
Yeah, so they're trying to get so that people's primary names, if they differ from their legal name, can be put on their public ID. So on their Fred cards, on their Angel, on, like, course rosters and things like that. So trans students aren't, or people who have names that do not match their legal name, aren't outed every time, you know.
Right, and that task force was pretty successful, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think they're still in, like, meetings where I'm not like, completely up to date, but I think they're going through right now writing the resolution for how it's going to go into the system and kind of take effect. So I think that's happening pretty quickly. So,
yeah, I think that's really great that we're seeing these things pop up around our campus, and I think that you seem to be a great advocate and are very educated and knowledgeable, especially being a vice president on the Pride Alliance. So, Deanna, I just want to thank you so much for coming and talking on our show. I think that you brought a real light to this situation, and I couldn't be happier to have you.
Well, thank you so much. It was really fun.
Well, yet again, we must come to a close, but today you have been listening to Elias Krell, and he is a singer, writer, academic, activist, and performer who travels internationally and by land and is currently living in Chicago, Illinois. He writes music and performs with various guest artists, including Kenny Urban, Madison Minix, Khadij Amin, and others. Thank you so much again for listening to the Trans Identities Podcast, and have a great day. Down, took another one.